Hello and welcome to The Sound of Science with Penny Sauchet and Sam Hollick.
In this show, we'll be taking a look at questions we still don't know the answer to. But first, roundup of this week's headlines.
Scientists are developing a technique that will allow crop plants to form genetically identical offspring. Work so far has concentrated on the model plant Arabidopsis thaliana and has sought to find ways to prevent the shuffling of parent genes that happens during sexual reproduction. Genetic alterations have now been discovered that result in 34% of the offspring of a self-fertilizing hermaphrodite parent plant being identical to that parent. Findings like this could pave the way to speeding up crop plant breeding and allowing farmers to propagate desirable crop variants themselves rather than having to buy new seed from agricultural companies every year.
Researchers are developing a bottle capable of storing a trillion antimatter particles. Antimatter is normally very short-lived, as it is destroyed when it collides with normal matter. However, by trapping particles with electric and magnetic fields, it has been found that it is possible to store antimatter at low temperatures for several days. This is useful as a controlled release of the antimatter provides a beam of particles that can be used in experiments. Antimatter is already used in medical imaging, and it is hoped that a portable antimatter bottle would be useful for a broad range of applications.
Evidence is growing that the skeleton may be an important hormone-producing organ. For over a decade, scientists have been debating the role of bone hormones in regulating energy metabolism, but these ideas have been difficult to test. Now, a link has been found between osteocalcin, a hormone made by bone-synthesizing cells, and male fertility in mice. This bone hormone appears to influence the production of testosterone, and the cell surface receptor through which it acts is also present in the human testes. These findings may prompt a rethink of medicines used to treat skeletal illnesses, as it seems that through hormone secretion, our bones could have a strong impact upon the functioning of other areas of the body. Now, grappling with dark matter and unidentified species, Sam takes a look at some of the big questions still left unanswered in 2011.
Observations of the motion of galaxies seem to suggest that they have masses many times larger than is visible. So since 1934, physicists have invoked the existence of dark matter as an explanation for the lack of visible matter. However, 80 years later, physicists are still on the hunt to determine if dark matter really exists. There are two main approaches for trying to detect dark matter particles. Firstly, by looking for radiation emitted when two dark matter particles collide and annihilate, as predicted by the original theory. The second method involves detecting the energy lost by a particle when it collides with normal matter. However, because the particles interact so weakly, it takes a long time to get data. In 2009, two possible detections of dark matter particles were announced, but because there are many other processes that are known to cause a similar signal, the data cannot be taken as conclusive proof. If convincing evidence of dark matter were found, it could give weight to a number of yet untested particle physics theories that attempt to explain the current gaps in our understanding. With such fundamental concepts at stake, the hunt for dark matter continues. Contemporary biologists, however, are making progress in quantifying what we do not know yet. We are reasonably confident that the number of plant and animal species yet to be discovered is in the region of 5.5 million. It is important to document species to enable effective conservation and efforts to maintain biodiversity. Recently, researchers have been applying mathematical techniques to understand ecosystem networks. By building a mathematical model of the species and their interactions, the effects of an imbalance, such as the loss of an important species, can be better understood. A recent study found that, counter to current theories, removing a threatened species could in fact prevent the extinction of further species. It seems that whilst we may now have a good idea of the number of species out there, we still have a lot to learn about the complicated networks of their interactions.
That's all from us this week. Join us again next week.